Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So, yes, I am all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. And I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. One, because anxiety bites, and I know it bites because I've been there. And two, when it comes to food or diet and lifestyle, permanent lasting health comes from committing to making small changes. So you don't need to do everything perfectly or all at once or all or nothing. No, we take things one bite at a time. Anxiety Bites. So welcome. Today's episode is called The 7 Quick and Easy Anxiety Busting Food Swaps You Can Make Right Now. Of course, you don't have to do all 7 at once. It's one bite at a time with me. By the way, I just wanted to say, be proud of yourself because you've just taken a very positive step toward beating your anxiety. You're here listening to my podcast, ready to try something new, willing to make changes. And if you've tried other things that haven't quite worked for you in the past, like special herbs or different supplements or mental diversion techniques like mindfulness or hypnosis or even medication and therapy, well, be proud of yourself for not giving up. There's something special about people who struggle with anxiety, and that is we never give up. We keep searching for answers. And you've taken a really positive step for yourself right now. So good for you. Now, I'm sure you know that as a nutritional therapist, I stand firm in my knowledge that what you eat makes a huge difference in how you feel, both mentally and physically. And if you're struggling with anxiety or depression, what you eat is one of the most important building blocks to feeling better. Now, if you're new to healthy eating and you're not sure where to begin, this podcast is for you because I created this super simple anxiety-busting food swap list to help you get started making healthier choices, and it'll make it a lot easier for you. Now remember, you don't need to empty your pantry all at once and replace everything in one go, one bite at a time, remember? But these are the 7 basic food swaps that'll get you rolling, okay? These foods are oils, cereals, pasta, breads or wraps, dairy, salt, and sweeteners. So let's go over each one. There's vegetable oil, corn oil, canola oil, soybean oil, and tubs of margarine. If you're using something like Wesson or I can't believe it's not edible, it's time to swap because oils like those can cause inflammation and other health issues, but soybean oil blocks the absorption of many vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, and we're trying to nourish your body here. So make some healthy, easy swaps. Of course, the easy one right off the bat is extra virgin olive oil. You can drizzle that over fresh or roasted vegetables or make a dressing with vinegar. Maybe it's time to let go of bottled processed salad dressing and switch to oil and vinegar. Or consider extra virgin coconut oil. And I'm sure you've been hearing a lot about coconut oil for a long time. It has a full spectrum of health benefits, so that could be a very easy swap for you. I fry my eggs in coconut oil every day. Avocado oil is another oil that's very healthy because some nutrients need fat in order to be absorbed by your body, like the nutrients in vegetables. So avocado oil is perfect to use on your salads. Or butter. Yes, butter. A good quality, organic, real butter is very healthy, believe it or not. It gives you the vitamin K you need and has loads of other health benefits. And let's face it, it tastes good, but in moderation, of course. Next is refined cereals. If you're eating the same cereal for breakfast that you ate as a kid, like Captain Crunch or Fruity Pebbles, it's probably time to upgrade to a breakfast that's going to give you the protein you need to create those brain chemicals. And also, you'll want to keep your blood sugar stable, especially if you're dealing with panic. So in place of those sugar smacks, how about a breakfast smoothie? And you can make those with oats, plain yogurt, a banana, almond milk, honey, protein powder. Whip that up in a blender, and that's a good breakfast you can take to go. If you love your morning cereal, consider switching to a grainless cereal. Start getting away from refined grains. And, you know, that might start you reconsidering what you're eating for breakfast. There could be a small change right there. Now, here's something that may sound challenging, but it really isn't. And that's swapping your regular pasta made with white flour or gluten with things like brown rice pasta or quinoa pasta. Those are two great tasting pastas, and you won't be able to tell the difference. But if you're concerned about calorie counts, be aware that brown rice pasta has about 200 calories per half cup. Quinoa pasta has about 100 calories per half cup. Or going with two vegetable options, spiralized zucchini. There are loads of recipes online for you to make zucchini noodles. Or you can go with spaghetti squash, which is awesome with a chunky, homemade, not bottled or processed tomato sauce. So you don't have to give up your pasta. Just see if you can make a simple swap or two. Now, this next one may require a little more effort depending on what's available where you shop and how much you're eating in your diet already, but swapping out regular white bread and wraps. Now remember, anxiety is a pretty common symptom in both celiac disease and non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So cutting back on that white bread, just like the white pasta and the wraps, that's going to make you feel a lot better if you're sensitive to it, and it'll help your blood sugar be a lot more stable too. So try things like Ezekiel bread and tortillas, lettuce wraps, which is a really great no-carb option, or look for brown rice bread or brown rice tortillas. You'll probably see a lot of gluten-free bread options out there, but it's important to read the labels, because if you're buying a packaged gluten-free bread, some of them aren't exactly healthy. So take a look at some of the gluten-free options, read the labels, and see how you can work them into your diet. Now the next is dairy, and depending on how much you eat, this can be easy or it can be more of a challenge. Now, I personally just eat about half a cup of plain yogurt and a little bit of cheese, so I don't have any issues with dairy. But too much dairy can increase your adrenaline levels, and that's that fight or flight, panicky feeling. And dairy also depletes magnesium. Now, you need that magnesium because it relaxes your nervous system and calms fears and irritability and restlessness. So in place of dairy, have you tried almond milk or cashew milk or coconut milk, which I happen to love? Now, depending on where you live, raw goat's milk might be an option. I really love raw goat's milk. And unlike cow's milk, goat's milk is alkaline and your body digests it really easy. Plus, it has amazing health benefits because it has about 50 different nutrients. And if you like the taste of milk, raw goat's milk will taste really good too. Now here's an easy swap, salt. You may not think salt is a big deal, and overall, it's not absolutely essential to switch salt to help with anxiety, but there's a lot of research on the unhealthy impact of table salt. And most important is that it can stimulate your nervous system, and you don't need that. So salt is an easy switch. If you're not ready to give up caffeine or gluten or bread, take this small bite. Change your salt. Look for sea salt or Himalayan pink salt or Celtic sea salt. These types of salts have loads of healthy minerals like magnesium, and they help regulate your blood sugar, they help your body absorb minerals, and they also help to regulate your body's sleep cycle, which is very important. So salt is an easy swap. You can do that tomorrow. And then there's sweeteners. Now, artificial sweeteners are bad. Please don't use them. Don't eat Splenda. Don't eat NutraSweet. They're just a no. And there's just tons of research about why they're bad for you. Sugar, of course, isn't such a good thing either, whether you have anxiety or depression or not. If you like your sweetness and you're not ready to give up on that taste, that's okay. But how about adding raw honey to your diet? Sugar is just an empty, addictive food, if you want to call it food, but raw honey is amazing because it stimulates the release of tryptophan, and tryptophan converts to serotonin, one of your brain chemicals, and you know how healthy that is for helping your anxiety. It's a very simple swap to use honey in your herbal tea instead of sugar, or drizzle a little honey on plain yogurt or over apple slices. So, there you go. That's it. Those are the 7 quick and easy anxiety-busting food swaps you can make right now. That wasn't so bad, right? It's a start. And like I said, you don't have to replace all these foods at once. You don't have to clean out your pantry and get rid of everything. Start with one that's going to be the easiest for you, like swapping canola oil for olive oil, or swapping plain old table salt for sea salt. One bite at a time, right? That's not so hard. So there it is. The problem, eating 7 basic foods that really aren't good for you. The solution, easy food swaps that you could start making right away. The benefit, you'll feel healthier. You'll feel more empowered and more in control of your life because you're taking charge. These are things you can do for yourself right now. And as your health improves, you'll feel less anxious, you'll feel less depressed, you'll start making more changes and feel better and better and better. It starts with one bite at a time. It starts by taking that one step. So there you go. I'll do a future podcast on making even more changes in your diet, and that one's much more inclusive. But for now, start with these 7. Or start with 1 or 2 and keep moving forward. You got this. You can do this. You can start with salt and oil. You can start with brown rice pasta. That's easy. So I hope you liked today's episode. I really appreciate you being here with me. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what a panic attack feels like. I know what a panic attack feels like crossing a bridge alone in a car in a strange city and not having any escape. I know that feeling. I know what you're going through. So never, never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help, because we can fix this by eating really yummy food. How great is that? Eat better, feel better, make those simple food swaps, and start putting anxiety behind you. And remember, if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop and don't make any changes unless and until you discuss it with your doctor or primary caregiver, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer support and education, not diagnosis or treatment, okay? Now, if you have any questions or comments, drop me a message. I love to hear from you, so let me know what you think. If you want to know more about me and what I do, visit my website, bellaholisticnutrition.com. Also, please remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Bella Holistic Nutrition. I would really appreciate it if you would like and follow me and comment and share things. That would be great. So, thanks again for being here with me. See you soon. And until next time, take care.